Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The leader of the far-right Proud Boys and four associates have now been charged with seditious conspiracy. NPR's Gary Johnson reports on the second group to face the rare charge of sedition over the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio wasn't on the Capitol grounds on January 6, 2021, but prosecutors say he helped coordinate the violent effort to disrupt the electoral count that day. Tarrio and four other members of the Proud Boys face new charges of seditious conspiracy. As the violence unfolded, Tarrio allegedly posted, quote, "Proud of my boys and my country," on social media. A grand jury in Washington, D.C. also indicted the five Proud Boys with conspiracy to prevent officers from carrying out their duties. All five men have been detained and have pleaded not guilty. Members of the far-right Oath Keepers group are already fighting sedition charges in connection with the Capitol riot. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Don't look away. I want to hear it even louder.
Gun reform advocates rallied near the U.S. Capitol Monday as a bipartisan group of senators held talks on gun safety measures. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is among Democrats calling for action in wake of recent high-profile mass shootings.
Those who seek to kill Americans with such weapons do not have greater rights than our nation's children, to whom we owe a precious obligation to protect.
Some states are not waiting for Congress to act. New York's governor has signed 10 gun control measures into law. Democratic governors of New Jersey and Delaware are urging their state lawmakers to raise from 18 to 21 the legal age for buying semi-automatic rifles. More Americans used electricity than natural gas to heat their homes in 2020. It's a significant shift in the race to cut fossil fuel use, as Susan Phillips reports from member station WHYY in Philadelphia.
It's the first time electricity surpassed natural gas for home heating since the federal government began collecting the data 40 years ago. Most of the shift has been in the South, according to the Energy Information Administration. Climate activists have pushed to ban new natural gas hookups in favor of heat pumps in cities across the country. But industry is opposing those efforts. Unlike natural gas, electric heat pumps can also provide air conditioning. Use of air conditioning has increased about 10% in the past two decades. Almost 90% of households had AC in 2020. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading following Monday's gains on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are mixed, down a fraction in Hong Kong. This is NPR News. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says the West will continue providing Ukraine with significant support to defend itself against Russia. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports on Milley's remarks Monday during a D-Day ceremony in Normandy, France.
Nearly 160,000 Allied soldiers stormed the beaches in Normandy before dawn on June 6, 1944, in a war to free Europe from Nazi dictatorship. From General Milley's point of view, a far cry from Russia's war on Ukraine.
It is widely considered to undermine the rules that these dead here at Omaha Beach died for. They died for that order to be put in place so that we would have a better peace.
Aggressions left unanswered lead to further aggressions, said Milley, which is one reason why the West is helping Ukraine to fight. Dozens of veterans, all now in their 90s, also took part in the D-Day ceremonies. Many expressed shock that Europe is again plunged into war. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A federal judge is blocking a Louisiana congressional map that creates a single majority black congressional district. U.S. District Judge Shelley Dick says the map likely violates the Federal Voting Rights Act of 1965. She's giving state Republicans 2 weeks to create a new map that includes a second majority black district. Democrats and Republicans are waging similar redistricting battles across the United States. Again, U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.